I woke with a start. Men shouted. There were thuds and thunks and groans. The fire dipped, then flared as somebody fell into it. Someone screamed. A shadow came flying towards me, firelight glinting on a dagger. I froze. Get up, somebody said. He didn't wait, but grabbed me by the shoulders and hauled me to my feet. I had been sleeping with the cord from Isnafred's bag wound around my fingers, and I managed to keep hold of that, but there was no time to retrieve my cloak. With one stroke of his dagger, the man sliced through the rope that bound me to the wagon. Go! He shoved me towards another man before leaping back into the fight. The second man grabbed me around the waist, threw me over his shoulder, and ran. I could do nothing other than hold on, even as my wig fell off. We reached the cover of some scrubby trees, and he dropped me on my feet. My knees buckled, almost pitching me to the ground, and my head spun as I suddenly found myself upright again, but he grabbed my arm before I could fall. He was short and muscular, and his face was concealed by a linen scarf, revealing nothing other than his dark eyes. He pointed behind me. Get up! I turned and came face to face with a donkey, which drew back its lips and snorted at me. Hurry up! He shoved me closer to the donkey, then someone grabbed me from behind and boosted me up. In very short order, I found myself sitting astride the beast. It was only then that I noticed a second donkey, bearing another man with a scarf wrapped around his face. Go! Someone said, and the other donkey took off. My beast followed. They ran straight back to where the guards were still shouting and fighting and dying. I caught the glint of firelight on bronze spears and axes, but there was no time to see anything else. I still didn't know who these men were. Whore! The man on the other donkey cried as we raced past the melee. Someone called out, They have her! That will keep them busy for a while, he yelled over his shoulder at me. Now hold on! We sped past trees and shrubs, no more than shadows in the darkness. I clung to the donkey's neck, waiting for an explanation that never came. The spell bottle, which still hung on a length of string around my neck, was cold. It had never failed to warn me of danger before, so I could only trust that I was being rescued, rather than abducted. Who are you? I asked. Where are we going? The wind whipped the words away from my mouth, and if the man heard, he made no reply.